Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is good for us to be together. I hope that you're all enjoying what little snow there was. All right. And know that even though I grew up in Minnesota, that's plenty of snow for me. I don't need anything more. It's not like I'm hoping for, No. But we have gathered this morning to be in worship. So I invite you to please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We join together now in our gathering song, I Will Follow.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. All your ways are good, all your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone.
When you go, I'll go. When you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. When you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. In this life I live, I will follow you.
Yeah,
I will follow you. Yeah.
I am to the world, I am to my life. I will live for you alone.
One I see, knowing I will find all I need in you alone, in you alone.
When you go, I'll go. When you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. When you know I love, how you serve, I'll serve. In this life I live, serve, I'll serve. With this life I lose, I will follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Who you love, I love. How you serve, I'll serve. In this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah.
Let us pray. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, most merciful Redeemer, for the countless blessings and benefits you give. May we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly day by day, praising you. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson today is from 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel, Samuel," And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 12. "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is meant not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord, and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, "The two shall be one flesh." But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you this day. Amen. Aha! Or maybe better yet, Eureka! Right? That's just a couple of ways that people can express their joy in discovery. Now, whether it's you finally put your hands on that lost set of car keys that you've been looking for 20 minutes because you're already 15 minutes late, Or maybe you finally find a book that you have been searching for years. Or maybe it's just that you couldn't find the tongs in the kitchen and you finally sort of move things there of us. Aha! Right? When we discover it, we're happy. We kind of rejoice. In fact, the story that we have around the word Eureka, which is just an English transliteration of a classical Greek word, which means "I found it." The story is that the Greek mathematician Archimedes, when he was at the public baths, discovered something about the mass of an object and water displacement, something about gold, and he jumped up and said, "Eureka," and ran home to tell people about it, but he ran home naked. Public baths, all the rest of that, right? Now, most of us aren't that distracted by the discovery of the car keys, right? But it can be exciting to make that discovery. Today in the gospel story, Philip has the same kind of aha moment, a joy-filled discovery when he meets Jesus. In fact, he is so filled with joy that Philip immediately goes out to tell his friend Nathanael that we have found him. See, that's the power of a eureka moment. You want to share it. Now, you may not wish to go running around through town naked, but you want to share it. You need to share it. Come and see. We found something. We want to share it with you. See, this is the Epiphany moment that we celebrate today. Because in this season of Epiphany, where God's love is revealed to us and to the world around us, we celebrate the ways that God's love is made manifest. Now, in an encounter with Jesus, Philip's life is transformed. In an encounter with Jesus, Philip is led to share the wonder. In that encounter where Jesus says to Philip, "Follow me," Philip is led to go to his friends. And eventually, as we keep reading Philip's story in the Gospels and the book of Acts, he goes to complete and total strangers. And he says to them, "Come and see." Aha! Eureka! This is God's love made manifest. Epiphany. But Epiphany is also about how we continue to make this love of God manifest to the world around us. In our encounters with Jesus, our lives are transformed at the font, at the table, in the pews, in conversations with our sisters and brothers. We are changed. In our encounters with Jesus, he is saying to all of us, "Follow me." We are called to be disciples, followers of Jesus, people who try to live as Jesus shows us how to live. In our encounters with Jesus, we are then also sent into the world to transform the lives of others through love and care, through help and compassion, through invitation into fellowship, invitation into discipleship. We are called, each of us and all of us, to go into the world disclosing our aha moments, sharing all of our eurekas, carrying with us the evidence of God's love in Jesus Christ through our own lives. Sometimes the hardest question that we need to answer when you hear something like that is, okay, how? How am I supposed to do that? Is there any just clear cut, here we go, this is the way to do that, to share our eurekas? I can think of one that I want to talk about a little bit today. It's not the only one, but it is one that we saw just today in the gospel story. Because we too can be like Jesus and like Philip, and we can change the world with an invitation, with a come and see. To the people around us, to people like Claudia. Claudia was recently divorced. Her husband decided that he preferred the new secretary, 15 years his junior, to his wife and three kids. He left, and now after the divorce, he sees the kids Friday nights and Saturdays until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Claudia feels lost. She feels as if her life before was a lie, or at least it was just ridiculous. She often argues with her oldest daughter, who isn't sure if she hates her dad or her mom more. Her middle son is quiet, maybe too quiet. And her youngest boy is a daycare terror. One Friday evening, Claudia was out for dinner with a lifelong friend, Janelle. As the conversation moved from work and other things and moved towards the kids, Claudia finally broke down and she said, "What can I do? I feel so lost. Rick really did a number on the family, and I can be so angry with him at sometimes. And then I fear for the kids because I just don't know what to do." Janelle, you seem to know what to do, or at least how to do it. Help me. Janelle was listening patiently and finally said to Claudia, "I'm just as lost as anyone. Maybe not as lost as you are right now, but I don't have every answer. I do know that ever since the divorce, I have been praying for you, for the kids. I mean, it has to be hard. I'm sure that you all feel as if you're some kind of leftovers or something." And then you're so tired and so confused. Have you ever thought about going to church? Now, Claudia was more than just a little shocked. She asked, "You mean church? The get everyone up early on a Sunday morning and sit in church? Church?" Janelle said, "Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Come and see what it's like. We'll get your entire family thinking about something other than Rick or whatever. I can come by your house to help you get things together if you want, or I can meet you there. Let's just see if it helps." Janelle made no promises for quick and easy fixes. There were no stories of miraculous changes. What there was love and concern, and an invitation from that love and concern. Come and see. Come and be in a relationship with God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that invitation came because they knew one another. But that invitation also came with a pledge to help. The invitation is how Janelle was trying to live out her discipleship, how she was responding to Jesus' invitation to her to follow. Because like Philip, Janelle's life had been changed. It had been changed in that meeting with Jesus at the font, at the table, wherever. And Janelle knew Claudia like Philip knew Nathaniel. So when Jesus is asking you to follow, when Jesus is talking to us about trying to change the world with the love of God, it doesn't have to be to total strangers. We can love the people we already know. We can love the people that we care about. We can love the people that we know need compassion. And we can invite them to worship. We can invite them to pray with us. We can invite them into conversation. We can talk with them about our aha and eureka moments. Because these are the things that Jesus wants us to share. These are the ways that we can bring the love of God into the world with us. The things that we already know, the things that we already feel. That is part of our calling. With our neighbors or co-workers, with strangers and friends. The simple words of Jesus' formula, follow me. The words that Philip uses, come and see. These words can change lives. The truth is that God does all the heavy lifting, right? All we do is love and invite. We care and we follow Jesus. And with these words and with our discipleship, we change the world. We love it to be different. Because today Jesus is calling us into discipleship. That's how God's love is made manifest in this story today with Samuel and Philip and Nathaniel. Jesus calls us to follow where he leads. Jesus calls us to live our lives in love and service to the world around us. And we are here in this place. We are here right now because we have heard that call. We have heard Jesus say to us, follow me. Our lives have been changed in the love of Jesus, and we get to live our discipleship, living lives of love and compassion, relating to God and relating to each other, being an inviting and welcoming presence for all people. See, the power of God's love is that it never fails. It never runs out. It never gives up on us, on our neighborhood, or on the world. God loves us all. And that is the good news that we get to share. Amen. In celebration and remembrance of our baptism, that moment when God's love first comes to all of us, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the body of Christ gathered throughout the world and for all servants of the Gospels, that following Jesus, the church lives out its calling every day. Lord, in your mercy. For the well-being of creation, for plants and animals, and for all that God has marvelously made, that we serve as wise stewards of the earth, our home. Lord, in your mercy. For police officers and firefighters, for attorneys and paralegals, for peacekeepers and military personnel, and for the leaders of governments, that they provide protection to all people, especially the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy. For those lacking food or shelter, for those who are sick or grieving, and for those who are imprisoned or homebound, that God console all who suffer. Lord, in your mercy. For our neighborhood, for visitors joining us for the first time or returning, and for those absent from our assembly, that all who seek to know God are nourished by word and sacrament. Lord, in your mercy. In thanksgiving for the saints who have gone before us, that their lives give us a vision of the gospel in action. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through Jesus, our Savior, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in this his holy supper.
Amen.
Come Lord Jesus.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In calling us all to discipleship, our Lord Jesus shows us the power of God's love in our lives. And in the spirit of that same love, I bid you now come to his table of grace.
The sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, you take away.
Take away the hunger. Take away the pain. Take away the hatred. Take away the chains. Take away the hunger. Take away the pain. God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Take away the take away the hunger, take away the pain, take away the hatred, take away the chains, take away the hunger, take away the pain. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. So together we pray. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. As we go into the world with hope,
may God's vision our mission.
Amen.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.